Welcome to day 206 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host, and today we will be reading Isaiah chapters 37, 38, and 39, along with Psalm 76. We're reading from the Amplified Bible this week and beginning at Isaiah 37, we will start at verse 1. And when King Hezekiah heard it, he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the royal household, and Shebna the secretary, and the older priests, clothed with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and distress and of rebuke and of disgrace, for children have come to the birth and there is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear the words of the Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to mock, reproach, insult, and defy the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore lift up your prayer for the remnant of his people that is left." So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said to them, "You shall say to your master, 'Thus says the Lord, do not be afraid because of the words which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have reviled and blasphemed me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him so that he will hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land.' So the Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Libna, a fortified city of Judah, for he had heard that the king had departed from Lachish. And Sennacherib, king of Assyria, heard concerning Tirhaka, king of Ethiopia, 'He has come forth to make war with you.' And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, 'Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah. Let not your God in whom you trust deceive you by saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, destroying them utterly. And shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered those from whom my predecessors have destroyed, as Gozan, Haran of Mesopotamia, Raziph, and the children of Eden who are in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arpad of northern Syria, and the king of the city of Sephar, Vaim, the king of Henna, or the king of Iva?' And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, 'O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, who in symbol are enthroned above the cherubim of the ark of the temple, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock, reproach, insult, and defy the living God. It is true, Lord, that the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their lands, and have cast the gods of those peoples into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know, understand, and realize that you are the Lord, even you only.' Then Isaiah son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin daughter of Zion has despised you and laughed you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind you. Whom have you mocked and reviled, insulted, and blasphemed? And against whom have you raised your voice and haughtily lifted your eyes? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your servants you have mocked, reproached, insulted, and defied the Lord. And you have said, with my many chariots I have gone up to the height of the mountains, to the inner recesses of Lebanon. I cut down its tallest cedars and its choicest cypress trees. I came to its remotest height and its most luxuriant and dense forest. I dug wells and drank foreign waters, and with the sole of my feet I've dried up all the rivers, the Nile, streams of Egypt. But, says the God of Israel, have you not heard that I purposed to do it long ago, that I planned it in ancient times? Now I have brought it to pass that you, king of Assyria, should be my instrument to lay waste fortified cities, making them ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants had little power, and they were dismayed and confounded. They were like the grass of the field and like the green herb, like the grass on the housetops and like a field of grain blasted before it is grown or is in stalk. But I, the Lord, know you're sitting down and you're going out and you're coming in and you're raging against me. Because you're raging against me, and your arrogance and careless ease have come to my ears, therefore will I put my hook in your nose, and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way you came. And now, Hezekiah, says the Lord, this shall be the sign of these things to you. You shall eat this year what grows of itself, and in the second year, that which springs from the same. And in the third year, sow and reap, and plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. And the remnant that has survived of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant and a band that survives out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, or shoot an arrow here, or come before it with shield, or cast up a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same way he shall return, and he shall not come into the city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. And the angel of the Lord went forth and slew 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when the living arose early in the morning, behold, all these were dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, Adrammelech and Sharezer his sons killed him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia, or Ararat. And Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 38. In those days King Hezekiah of Judah became ill, and was at the point of death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, remember earnestly now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before you in faithfulness and in truth, with a whole heart, absolutely devoted to you, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add to your life 15 years. and I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city, Jerusalem. And this will be the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will turn the shadow, denoting the time of day, on the steps or degrees, which has gone down on the steps or sundial of Ahaz, backward 10 steps or degrees. And the sunlight turned back 10 steps on the steps on which it had gone down. This is the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after he had been sick and had recovered from his sickness. I said, in the noontide and tranquility of my days, I must depart. I am to pass through the gates of Sheol, the place of the dead, deprived of the remainder of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My fleshly dwelling is plucked up and is removed from me like a shepherd's tent. I have rolled up my life as a weaver rolls up the finished web. The Lord cuts me free from the loom. From day to night you bring me to an end. I thought and quieted myself until morning. Like a lion he breaks all my bones. From day to night you bring me to an end. Like a twittering swallow or a crane, so do I chirp and chatter. I moan like a dove. My eyes are weary and dim with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Take my side and be my security, as of a debtor being sent to prison. But what can I say? For he has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I must go softly, as in solemn procession. All my years and my sleep has fled because of the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. O give me back my health, and make me live. Behold, it was for my peace that I had intense bitterness, but you have loved back my life from the pit of corruption and nothingness, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol, the place of the dead, cannot confess and reach out the hand to you. Death cannot praise and rejoice in you. They who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness to your promises. Their probation is at an end. Their destiny is sealed. The living, they shall thank and praise you, as I do this day. The Father shall make known to the children your faithfulness and your truth. The Lord is ready to save, deliver me. Therefore we will sing my songs with my stringed instruments all the days of our lives in the house of the Lord. Now Isaiah had said, let them take a cake of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil that he may recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? Chapter 39. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent messengers with letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and had recovered. And Hezekiah was glad and welcomed them and showed them the house of his spices and precious things, the silver, the gold, the spices, the precious ointment, all the house of his armor and his jewels, and all that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. Then came Isaiah the prophet to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say? From where did they come to you? And Hezekiah said, they came to me from a far country, even from Babylon. Then Isaiah said, what have they seen in your house? And Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house. There's nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and that which your predecessors have stored up till this day shall be carried off to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. and some of your own sons who are born to you shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, The word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. And he added, For there will be peace and faithfulness to his promise to us in my days. Psalm 76. To the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. In Judah, God is known and renowned. His name is highly praised and is great in Israel. In Jerusalem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place is in Zion. There he broke the bows, flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. Glorious and excellent are you from the mountains of prey, splendid and majestic, more than the everlasting mountains. The stout-hearted are stripped of their spoil, and they have slept the sleep of death, and none of the men of might could raise their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot, rider, and horse are cast into a dead sleep of death. You, even you, are to be feared with awe and reverence. Who may stand in your presence when once your anger is aroused? You caused sentence to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to establish judgment, to save all the meek and oppressed of the earth, Selah, pause and calmly think of that. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. The remainder of wrath shall you restrain and gird and arm yourself with it. Vow and pay to the Lord your God. Let all who are round about him bring presents to him who ought to be reverently feared. He will cut off the spirit of pride and fury of princes. He is terrible to the ungodly kings of the earth. This is the end of today's scripture reading. For today's devotional, I want to focus on the part of the story that we just heard in Isaiah about Hezekiah receiving the letter of threats that came to him from the king of Assyria. And in that letter, the king of Assyria mocked his trusting in God. He said, don't even deceive yourself that as if God was going to help you, because there haven't been any gods that delivered those people we came against previously, and therefore it's going to be the same again with your God. And so this letter was just threatening that they had no hope and that this Assyrian army planned to simply destroy them or take them all as prisoners. So when Hezekiah received that letter, it says in verse 14 that he took that letter after reading it and went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. So first of all, I want to draw your attention to this very simple truth that Hezekiah's place of first resort when he had a crisis was going directly to the temple and laying the problem physically before the Lord. He had a letter, says he spread it out before the Lord, and then the next verse says, and Hezekiah prayed to the Lord. Now I want to bring that very simple thing to you to say this. Many people today, when they are faced with a problem, the very first thing they do is try to figure a way out of the problem. They draw on every natural resource that they have. If it's a money problem, they try to borrow money from a bank or from a relative. They try to fix their problem, or you could say they try to deliver themselves from the problem with their own natural inclinations or abilities. That's the first thing they do. Many people are this way. People, Christian people around the world, people in the church, whatever. The first thing they do is immediately try to solve the problem personally. And then only as an absolute last resort, when they have not been able to fix the problem, do they finally go desperately to the Lord in prayer. But this is completely backwards for a person who claims to love, honor, and follow after the Lord. And King Hezekiah of Judah here gives us a beautiful picture of the way that we should walk with God. You're threatened with some problem, something comes against you, you're in a difficult situation. The very first place you should go is to the Lord. You should do exactly as Hezekiah did. It says he received the letter, he read it, so now he has the information. He knows what the problem is. It's very clear. It doesn't say he said a word to anyone else. He did nothing except went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. I love that picture. He took the problem and he laid it before God himself. And then he prayed. This is a critical key to success in life. God is your Father. God loves you. He cares about you. He cares about every problem that you face, small or large. He's not mad at you if you did something that ended up causing the problem that you're facing. You know, the children of Israel caused their own problems. They caused the problems of all these enemy armies coming against them because it was, in effect, a judgment of the sins of their forefathers and even of themselves of not faithfully following God. So you could say that all this trouble they had with these enemy armies was a direct result of reaping what they had sown, which was rebellion against God. And when you are rebellious against God, you come out from under the protection of God and you're an open target for the devil to send trouble into your life. And that really is how they got where they are here in Isaiah. But despite that truth and that reality, God still was more than willing to listen to their prayers, to have them turn to him, and then to answer and deliver. And God honored the king, Hezekiah, because he went to the Lord first. And this is a critical piece of spiritual strategy that all of us need to engage in. It should be our lifestyle that the first place we go with every decision we need to make, with every problem that we're facing, with every struggle that we're having, isn't to everyone we know, our relatives, our friends, or even our pastor. We need to go directly to the Lord. We have that privilege from the Lord as New Testament Christians. You don't have to go through somebody else. You can go directly to God. Even King Hezekiah, this Old Testament king, had that wisdom and that understanding that God was the father of Israel, the nation of Israel. He was their God, their Jehovah, their one and only. And Hezekiah was wise enough to go to the Lord first, to pursue God, to take the problem, to lay it before him, and then to pray. And this is so beautiful. And we can learn a lesson even from the way that he prayed. Let me read this to you from the 16th verse. It says in the 15th verse, "And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, who is enthroned above the cherubim, you are God. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth." So the first part of his prayer is worship. It's honoring God. He goes to the Lord with worship. He recognizes who the Lord is. He says, "You're God alone. You're the only one. You're the God of all the kingdoms of the earth, even the ones that don't recognize you. You have made heaven and earth." So Hezekiah is exalting God. He's exalting him as creator. He's exalting him as Lord, and that he alone is the true God. So once he has worshiped and honored the Lord, then the second thing we hear him do is ask the Lord to hear his prayer. In verse 17 it says, "Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock and reproach and insult and defy the living God. So King Hezekiah says, what's happening isn't against me personally, Lord, it's against you. This attempt to destroy Israel is an attempt by this Assyrian king to mock and reproach and defy and insult the living God. So Hezekiah comes and says, your reputation's at stake here, Lord, because of what the enemy's trying to do. The next verse, King Hezekiah tells the Lord that the situation that's facing them is a reality. In other words, he's not denying there's a problem. He tells the Lord the problem. He says, it is true, Lord, that the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their lands, and have cast the gods of those peoples into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of man's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. So he tells them, look, this is a real problem. These guys have a reputation and a history of destroying nations. So King Hezekiah doesn't make light of his problem. He simply tells the Lord what it is. And then he goes on to say, now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know and understand and realize that you are the Lord, you alone. So King Hezekiah didn't get emotional. He didn't beg God. He didn't tell God, why haven't you come? Why aren't you helping us? He didn't accuse the Lord. He simply went to him. He worshiped. Then he said, Lord, please hear me. Then he went on to say, here's the problem. And then he ended it by saying, save us and show the kingdoms of the earth by answering this prayer that you are the Lord alone. That is a very beautiful and very godly and scriptural prayer that King Hezekiah prayed. It's a great example for us. First of all, that King Hezekiah went to the Lord first, didn't talk to anybody else, didn't ask anybody for advice or counsel. He went straight to God. Secondly, he honored the Lord for who he is. Thirdly, he simply asked the Lord to hear his prayer. He laid out the issue before him, and then he said, Lord, defend your own reputation by answering this prayer and then showing that you are the one true God. In other words, he was saying, glorify yourself, God, through answering the prayer that I'm praying. And you know, Jesus said in the gospel that God loves to answer prayer, that the Father is glorified when people have their prayers answered. God loves that. So he likes when people come to him confident that God is able to answer, willing to answer, and actually desiring to answer. That's the truth. Are you facing a problem today? I want to encourage you. This beautiful story here in the book of Isaiah about King Hezekiah and the land of Judah is a great word or illustration for our lives. We can take any problem, no matter how magnificently impossible it looks, as did Hezekiah's situation. He was trapped. The other cities of Judah had already been conquered, and he is literally a sitting duck, so to speak, because he's in Jerusalem behind a wall surrounded by an enemy army who's going to cut off all their food and water and just let them die or eventually just overrun the place and take them all captive. So he's in a no-win situation. He needs a miracle. He knows he needs a miracle. He just goes to the Lord. He lays the problem before the Lord. He doesn't get all worked up about it. He just says, here it is, your God. Show them, Lord, that you are God. Glorify yourself by answering this prayer and saving your people. And then we heard the result. Immediately after that prayer, it says that Isaiah the prophet showed up on the scene telling King Hezekiah that the Lord had indeed heard his prayer and that God was going to do something amazing to deal with it. And he basically told him, I'm going to cause King Hezekiah to hear a rumor that's going to take him back to his own country, and then when he gets there, he's going to be killed. And that's exactly what took place, of course, because God's word always comes to pass. I want you to take this encouraging story today, apply it to your own life, knowing that God longs to hear your prayers, to answer your prayers, and to rescue you from any and every situation that you may be facing. But I really want to encourage you to go to the Lord first. Make God your first resort, not your last resort, your first resort. Do you just need wisdom for a situation you're facing, a decision you must make? Don't go ask everybody and their brother. Go ask the Lord. Look in His Word. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom as you read the Word. The Lord will instruct you. He wants to be the God of first resort for every one of His children, not the God of last resort. Let's be a people that are faithful to the God who is so faithful to us. God bless you and give you a victorious week.